Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
A global first-of-its-kind initiative out of the Technical University of the Shannon is poised to transform childhood cancer survivorship care in Ireland. The Childhood and Adolescent Cancer Survivors Physical Activity and Movement Programme, or CHAMPS for short, aims to tackle the post-treatment physical and mental health challenges faced by young cancer survivors. Well, we're joined now by PhD scholar and CHAMPS co-creator Jenny Fitzpatrick. And Jenny, you're welcome. Can you tell us about CHAMPS and how it came about?
Hi, thank you very much for having me. Yes, so I am a childhood and adolescent cancer researcher and I'm co-funded by the Irish Cancer Society and TUS in Athlone. So CHAMPS, it's a free 12-week personalised physical activity programme for both childhood and adolescent cancer survivors. And it's open to anyone aged 10 to 19 years old who have completed active cancer treatment at any stage of their childhood or adolescence. And I suppose the name CHAMPS, it reflects our core philosophy, so to help young survivors become champions of their own physical health and well-being. So CHAMPS is open to all abilities. So whether the young person who has had cancer has no previous experience with engaging in activity or exercise, will focus on opening their horizons as to the type of activity they are capable of and may enjoy. And then on the other side, we may also have a young person who may be trying to reintegrate into their previous sport or activities they participated in prior to being diagnosed. So the beauty of CHAMPS is it is personalised. So we can focus on each young person's unique needs and capabilities and then support them in becoming champions of their own capabilities. And okay. I suppose...
Can I ask you, what sort of challenges do children who have survived cancer, what sort of challenges do they face? If we maybe start with the physical side of things first.
Yeah, so there's many advances in the treatment and management of cancer during youth at the moment, with the 5-year survival rate now at 87%. But with this comes a magnitude of side effects that the young person may be experiencing, and up to 90% may experience some side effects during their survivorship. This can look like cancer-related fatigue, pain, muscle weakness, left-sided weakness of the body, loss of fine or gross motor skills. And the reality for that young person that has had cancer is they may be unable to take part in their school activities. They may have regular medical appointments where they're not able to interact with their peers in their school environment. They may be unable to take part in their mainstream sports. So CHAMPS then is here to support that young person with reintegrating back into their mainstream activities and open up their horizons to activities that they can take part in.
Okay. And then, as I mentioned, that's the physical side of things. There's obviously also a mental wellness aspect as well. So what can you do there?
Yes. So given the long periods of isolation that some young people who have had cancer may have undergone during their hospital stays during treatment, there is a lack of kind of social interaction with peers their own age, given that they were in isolation. So CHAMPS is all about increasing their confidence and their overall quality of life. So for example, for a young person who has had cancer, their confidence increasing will then support their engagement in the community. So they might be out in their estate with their friends, reintegrating during the evenings, playing around with friends, going back to their social interactions that they previously would have engaged with during treatment or before treatment, apologies.
Okay, it sounds fantastic. I know this is the first term of the programme that you're in the middle of at the moment. How many young people have you got involved and what sort of reaction have you been getting?
Yes, we've had an extremely positive reaction with CHAMPS. So it does take place in the young person's home at a time and day that works best for them. So we are full for our first term at the moment and we're openly recruiting then for the next 2 terms. And then within CHAMPS, it's a multi-component programme. So we have various different parts of it. So we have Let's Move Like a Champ, which is our 12 personalised sessions of physical activity. We have Let's Learn Like a Champ, which is a family-based educational workshop. We have our CHAMPS toolkit, which will equip families with instilling physical activity behaviours in their own home. We have another family-based workshop called Becoming a Champ. And then we also allow the young person to keep track of their progress through both physical and health progress tracking.
Okay. Jenny, if people want to get in touch and find out more information and perhaps maybe sign up for the next term, if possible, what's the best way to find out more?
Yeah, so they can reach out on Instagram. It's Jenny Fitz, JennyFitz dot PhD student. So JennyFitz dot PhD student.
All right, Jenny Fitzpatrick, thank you so much for joining us. We'll take a break.